Proverbs for the day, September the 11th, Proverbs 11, verse 15 to 17. He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it, and he that hateth suretyship is sure. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. Let's just have a look a little bit devotionally here. First of all, look at verse 15. He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it, and he that hateth suretyship is sure. The first thought is this: don't shake for strangers. Don't shake. Don't stand good for a stranger. You know, you got enough trouble with yourself, and I do too, because he says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And, you know, there's more trouble that goes around today with people than you know. And you really don't want to find yourself in a situation where you vouch for somebody. Now, it's possible I'll lose a couple listeners here. I hope not. I really do. And I don't have one particular person in mind at all, but I do have a situation in mind in general that is true in the world today, and it has moved into Christian churches. And that is this. There are different forms of marketing and different ways of making money. They have all kind of different descriptions, like, you know, multi-level marketing and direct marketing and all this stuff. But my point about it is this, and if you do it, that's your business. But what I have seen personally and watched, observed, and even been approached about is I've had a believer that maybe I knew him really well, and they would introduce someone to me that they really didn't know all that well, but they had developed a connection due to a financial situation, at, let's say, marketing, okay, direct market, multi-level marketing, etc. And by introducing that person to me and telling me that they had something I needed to listen to, they're vouching for them. And I know some people that's worked out for them, but I can tell you a lot of cases it hasn't worked out in the long run. And I can also say, as someone who's led and helped people and pastored and stuff, that it can be a real burden to a pastor to see this happening. Now, if you're in it, that's your business. But as a believer, I'd be doing you wrong if I didn't say you need to be real careful. You need to be careful vouching for people, standing surety for someone, giving them a stamp of credibility if you don't honestly, truly know them well and what they're about. And so here he says, he that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it. Smart. That's like a burning sensation. It's a hurt. Ooh, that's smarted, we used to say. You get a coal, or you're cutting steel. Cutting some steel the other day, and a couple of those things got on the side of my neck, and it smarted pretty good. It burnt my neck. You'll smart for it. You'll hurt for it. The rest of the verse says, and he that hateth suretyship is sure. It's not a matter of being mean or hard or ugly, or it's just a matter of being discreet and wise and prudent. Let these situations, whatever they are, stand on their own two feet and just don't do it. Watch all your business opportunities. Watch them. If you decide to risk some money, risk it. That's your business. But just be careful that in the process you don't have to stand surety for someone, a stranger. That is, you don't have to vouch for them. You don't have to stand good for them. You don't have to give a good word that later will come back. All right, verse 16. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and a strong man retain riches. Doing right takes strength. First one was don't shake, don't stand for strangers. And secondly, doing right takes strength. Women, staying gracious is a real task in this world we live in. A gracious woman retaineth honor. The very picture in the English language, retaining honor, is something that has to be held on to and grasped. Something has to be possessed. Something has to be, by strength, kept. Women out there, girls, staying gracious. A gracious woman is a real task today. For a couple of reasons. Number one, the world itself has stopped expecting it. There was a time when society expected a woman to be gracious, even in bad cultures, even in gangster cultures, the woman was expected to show some grace and be gracious and conduct herself so. But what's become acceptable out in the world today, and then has become acceptable in much of professing Christianity, is not that graciousness. He says of men here, strong men retain riches. Stained men, staying true to God's truth, take strength. Holding to truth takes strength. Men should hold to truth and women should hold to grace. And we know that it says that grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And men, that doesn't mean we don't show grace. But the picture is strong men retain riches. Do you know you will not be able to maintain the riches in Jesus Christ that have been taught you and given to you if you don't show some strength? Be strong and of a good courage. Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 to 9. Doing right takes strength. That means you've got to stay in the book. That means you've got to stay on your knees. That means you've got to do the devotions. That means you have to consciously submit. Why? Because that's what makes you strong. Doing right takes strength. It takes strength to do what's right. In this passage, he's zoning in on some things, and it's a gracious woman and strong men that retain riches. A gracious woman retaineth honor. Women, stay gracious in these tasks of life so that God can honor you. Stay gracious within the home so that, as in Proverbs 31, you'll be honored. Men, stay true to God. Stay true to His strength. Stay true to the Word of God. Hold to the truth of the Word of God. And then verse 17, the merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. Not just don't shake or stand for strangers and doing right takes strength, but deal out mercy as if it was for yourself. Now, there is a tendency, and I don't know that it's necessarily age defined, but there is a tendency in youth, in many, to vacillate between their own troubles and being self-righteous. It's just the way youth is. But the Bible tells you to learn early in life and learn by His Word to deal out mercy as if it was for yourself. Because in reality, according to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is. It is for yourself. If you cannot forgive others, He said, I'm not going to forgive you in a practical sense. He's talking about in a practical relationship with God Almighty and with others. Look at the verse. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. Have you noticed the difference there, soul and flesh? One affects the inside of you because you can be spiritually affected by being merciful. Cruelty is a carnal thing. It's a flesh thing in verse 17. If you can't be merciful with yourself, because I said deal out mercy if it's for yourself, if you can't be merciful with yourself, then you need to take a few days here and get your nose in the book and learn how to be. You say, well, I don't think you ought to just make an excuse for yourself. I didn't say that. I said be merciful. Merciful is when you don't get what you got coming to you. As in punishment, as in even reaping what you've sown. Listen, if you truly had to reap everything you've sown, it would be a sad day. And if some of you are thinking, well, that's not true, I don't mind reaping what I've sown, then you're not really looking in the mirror of God's Word very seriously. Because even the Apostle Paul had to say that in Romans chapter 6 and Romans chapter 7. Deal out mercy as if it was for yourself. You know, if you're one of those people that really does give your all, and sometimes it comes up short, the next time you're somewhere and someone doesn't give you the right deal, or somebody doesn't fulfill a deal with you, or somebody doesn't serve your table just right, or somebody doesn't do something just right, why don't you understand that you've done the same thing even when you were doing your best? See, if you're not careful, you'll think you're always doing your best, and so when you fall short, then you ought to have mercy. But everybody else who doesn't meet the standard, they just weren't trying. Now, in this case, if the shoe fits, then wear it, walk in it, let it pinch your foot, and then get right about it. Deal out mercy as if it was for yourself.